This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Senate Republicans and the White House continue their politicking about another round of help for this economy. That, the politics, is covered extensively elsewhere on your public radio dial. We are going to talk about the relief money actually reaching people and businesses. The Small Business Administration gave us an update this week on how the latest round of the Paycheck Protection Program is going so far. Marketplace's Justin Ho has been on that story for us.
In the weeks leading up to this latest round of PPP loans, Dan Eaton at LaSalle State Bank in Illinois says he and his colleagues sent emails and letters to business customers telling them to get ready. But
I would say the response has been a little slower than we anticipated.
Eaton says there could be a few reasons for that. For one, there are more restrictions on this round. Businesses have to show that revenue dropped 25% or more. And despite the bank's best efforts,
I think we sometimes fear that customers or just any business in our community might overlook a program like the second draw PPP.
The fact that three-quarters of the available money is untouched is a sign that future aid packages should include different forms of relief, says DDA Trent with the advocacy group Main Street Alliance.
Something that we've been advocating from the get-go was a more flexible grants program.
Grants would be less likely to restrict how business owners spend the money. Naomi Pomeroy runs a mealbox company called Ripe Cooperative in Portland, Oregon. She says it's hard for business owners to meet PPP spending requirements.
It's fuzzy math when you think about telling somebody that they have to have 60% of their money spent on payroll when they can only have 25% occupancy. And
one proposal in Congress would establish a dedicated grant program for restaurants. Pomeroy says that would make a huge difference.
We have enough debt on our plates. We have enough restrictions and hoops to jump through. And at this point, our sheer survival depends on getting some funding as grants.
Especially, she says, now that restaurant owners are struggling to get through the colder months. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.